Veterans Day coming up a little bit later in this month, and we're here to talk about celebrating the military. Joining us is the CEO of Fisher House Foundation, Ken Fisher. Ken, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bruce. How are you?
Great. Let's talk a little bit about when did you sort of, as the Fisher House and with your namesake as well with that, know the importance of helping the veterans that your family legacy was involved with?
Well, Fisher House began about 30 years ago. We're best known for our network of 92 comfort homes where families of the wounded, injured, and ill service members and veterans who are receiving treatment in so many cases far from home can stay at no cost. And since 1990, since we were founded by my uncle, Zachary Fisher, as I said, 92 Fisher Houses, but we've helped 413,000 guest families save over $500 million in travel and lodging expenses. When that's something we're proud of, but we're also very proud of the fact that for 17 straight years, we've received an A-plus rating from Charity Navigator and the other charity watchdog groups. So, you know, we stay true to our mission, and we honor every donated dollar. We treat every dollar like it's our own.
Let's talk a little bit about what you want us as just citizens to do to appreciate veterans outside of Veterans Day. What sort of things can you help us know what would be the best for them?
Sure. I think number one, saying thank you and being appreciative of their service, I think that's something we've gotten very good at. But you know, at Fisher House, we think that saying thank you while nice is not enough. I think that we can help them transition into civilian life because that can be a difficult and a long journey. We can support veteran-owned businesses. We can hire veterans and give them jobs because they come out of the military with incredible skill sets. And we need to be mindful of the fact that they went in very young and they operate the most sophisticated equipment and some very sophisticated, I don't know much about the computers. My kids make fun of me, but they operate the most sophisticated things that we can imagine. So these are just some of the ways that we can support them. But I also think that it's important for us to remember that so many of these men and women came back with post-traumatic stress. And these unseen wounds can be devastating, and the entire family suffers. And I think it's important for us to make sure that they're okay and that they're receiving the treatment that they need, that they deserve, because we owe them a debt we could never repay.
With the Fisher House, this provides the homes for military and veteran families who can stay free of charge while loved ones in the hospital. What are some of the extra things that are kind of have been developed over time that you understand what the needs of those families are related to their military?
We know that life doesn't stop for them when a loved one is in the hospital. So we started a program called Hero Miles, where people can also, if money is an issue and you want to donate, you can donate unused frequent flyer miles. And we will in turn take those miles and purchase tickets for family members to go back and forth. As I said, life doesn't stop for these men and women. Children need to be raised, bills need to be paid. So that gives them a way to go back and forth without having to dip into their pocket. We've got scholarship programs. We've got a hotel program that works pretty much the same way, except with credit card points. If there's not a Fisher House there, we'll be able to put them up in a hotel so that there's no money that needs to be expended by the family of an active duty or a VA a veteran because they just, so many cases, can't afford it. So we have to make sure that they've got the means to support their loved ones, especially when they're receiving treatment.
How do you determine where to build a Fisher House? What kind of demand is there? Or do you look to see where veterans are at or most need? What is that determining factor?
That's a great question. And the answer to that is very simple. We work very, very closely with the Department of Defense and the VA. And they tell us where they see the need being the greatest. So we're not going to build a Fisher House just because somebody's donated a lot of money. We only build them where they are necessary. And so this public-private partnership that's formed and been strengthened over 30 years does two things. One, it shows that public-private partnerships can work. And two, it allows the program to have the impact that it has because after we build them, we gift them to whichever branch of the military or the VA they will serve. And that branch then agrees to operate, staff, and maintain the Fisher Houses going forward. So this is a program that's sustainable. We don't need two fundraising mechanisms, one to build the house and one to operate. You know, this has led to some incredible numbers that we're so proud of. The helping 400,000 families over 30 years, helping them save $500 million in lodging and travel. These are all because of this public-private partnership and the fact that we stay in our lane. We don't try and be all things to all people. And that's worked very well for us. But it's also, it gives people who donate to us the confidence that when they're donating to us, we're going to use that dollar or whatever they can donate to us, whether it's Hero Miles or the hotels program, that we're going to use that in the way that they wanted us to. And I think that's very important.
CEO of Fisher House Foundation, Ken Fisher, our guest this morning. You can go to fisherhouse.org for all details and find out different information about the organization. Ken, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing us today.
Thank you, Bruce. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.